Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our Powering Your Property segment. And today, we're heading a little further afield to the UK. Joining us is Alex Woodley-Smith, and he's the founder and director of AWS Prime Property based in London. Now, they're a prime property buying agency. They're actually based in Knightsbridge in London, and they're going to be launching their services in Asia. Why, might you ask now, given the current market environment? Well, let's find out from Alex. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
So first, tell us a little bit more about AWS Prime, your portfolio, because you tend to look for more unique properties, don't you?
That's true. I mean, the first thing is just to make a bit of a distinction between the two types of agent that we have in London. Traditionally, obviously, we have estate agents who act for the seller and essentially look to sell for the highest price. They have a list of properties which are, you know, their sole focus. So they'll be looking to sell those. And we also now have buying agents here, which is a fairly new trend. Probably the last 10 years, it's become a bit more mainstream. Mm-hmm. But effectively, we're working for the buyer. We're trying to find them the best properties in the market. We don't have any properties for sale, but we source from across the whole market. So it's important to understand there are a lot of off-market properties that trade in London that buyers can't see or don't know about. And so we're just trying to unlock that private market for our clients and using our in-depth knowledge and contact base to source properties.
Right. But Alex, I mean, just give us an idea of the current environment in the UK at the moment. We're seeing the headlines out here in Singapore. There's Brexit and obviously the COVID-19 lockdown. So what's happening? What's the state of the property market at the moment?
Well, it's very interesting. And, obviously with COVID in mind, you'd have thought that this year would have been a little bit off, to say the very least. In terms of activity, we've actually had a very busy year, certainly at AWS Prime. We've actually had a record year. And I think, that's in part due to the fact that, we are a solution where people can't get to London. We're able to work for them and source the property for them so that they can still buy at the moment. In terms of Brexit, in terms of COVID, we've had a long soft period in the market in London. Since 2014, we had tax increases to property buying. And that was a sort of overnight shift where it got a lot more expensive at the upper end to buy property in London. So people stayed away from the market for a little bit to see what was going to happen. Then we had Brexit. That obviously lasted until, really the end of 2019, where we had a general election, a massive majority for the Conservative government. And really the floodgates opened and buyers emerged in high numbers at the end of last year. And we were looking at a sort of almost a frenzied market again, which was, something we hadn't experienced for a long time. So we've had a long period where, the market has been subdued. COVID stopped it in its tracks. And so when we went into lockdown earlier this year, I was staggered that there were still inquiries coming into our office to say, can you help us buy almost during lockdown? Now, residential agency was shut down by the government, like most things. But of course, people wanted to get ahead and be ready so that when the market reopened, they were ahead of the game. So I think that's been a real, it's been a real factor. There's been this pent-up demand. It was suddenly released. COVID then stopped it again. And then there was almost another wave of pent-up demand.
So what kind of demand have you seen from investors from Asia for property in London? Has that been holding up as well during the COVID-19 crisis?
It's sort of historically high, really. So far this year, some Southeast Asian buyers have made up over 20% of overseas transactions, which, they're still the biggest overseas investor block, ahead of the likes of US and Russia and Hong Kong inquiries. I'm talking across all sales agencies and, everything that we've researched, but Hong Kong inquiries are up by almost 50% in a lot of cases.
When you're talking 100%. About the 20% and 50%, that's for the prime property market in London. Okay.
100%. So I deal in prime central London. So that's what really I'm referring to in all of this. And I mean, interestingly, you talk about Brexit. It's a good point. But funny enough, what's emerged recently as a trend is that actually France are the highest single country in terms of overseas purchases this year, and have over 12% of that, you know, sort of block of buyers. So it probably means that Brexit, you know, is encouraging investment into London. Perhaps what people weren't expecting, but it's odd that France have suddenly emerged as front runners as the biggest single country.
We're speaking with Alex Woodley-Smith, founder and director at AWS Prime Property. So Alex, tell us, what types of property might international investors look out for then?
Well, the COVID-19 effect is an interesting one, because it's driven people to certainly seek out outside space. So obviously, if an investor is looking out for a property, they should be mindful that the rest of the market here has shifted towards outside space. So not just a flat with a balcony, but people, you know, they want a flat with a garden, or they want if they're a family house buyer, they want a large garden. So that's been interesting, because obviously people are, you know, potentially thinking about the future and being homebound again and wanting to spend time in their gardens. But also meaningful sort of study areas or home offices or garden home offices, because of working from home, have become the thing that people are seeking out. And one other interesting factor, I had a family who I was hired by right at the beginning of the year, January, February, and we'd gone through their criteria. But one of the things that emerged once we went into lockdown was he's a tech entrepreneur. You know, he works in our tech area, which is in Old Street. It's an area in Northeast London. But he said, I'm less interested in proximity to underground stations. In other words, overnight we suddenly had a shift in you know, geographically where you would be sensible to buy, and where perhaps you didn't need to have that proximity to an underground station anymore. So that was another really interesting factor. I think traditional investment criteria still apply. So as an investor, you want a balance of good rental yield, and you obviously want the potential for capital appreciation.
But how easy is it to find a property like that given the current market at the moment?
I mean, we're open again. We are in a second lockdown here in the UK, but the restrictions that have been put on us are a lot less strict. Although they are still across the whole country, you know, the property arena is open for business, but obviously with all the necessary precautions. So unlike lockdown one, lockdown two is not really making more than just a small dent in activity levels. You know, we are still out doing our thing.
So tell me, Alex, want some advice, or what are your top three pieces of advice that you have for buyers who are looking to invest in the UK property market?
You know, I've sort of long felt that, you know, in some ways, and in fact, we've seen inquiries from Asian buyers more recently, where perhaps there's a shift away from off-plan new build property. So I could talk much more in depth about that and the potential pitfalls, but effectively, new build in London, there is an oversupply, and so it doesn't tend to produce a very good return on investment. So my top tips would be to buy heritage properties. You know, they're not making any more of them, put it that way, and to buy the prime locations in prime central London, who, you know, these areas like Chelsea, Knightsbridge, Mayfair, South Kensington, you know, they're all areas that Asian buyers are familiar with. And, you know, they tend to recover very fast and strongly when the market starts to recover again.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for sharing those insights with us.
No, it's been a pleasure, Rachel. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Alex Woodley-Smith, founder and director at AWS Prime Property, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.